Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of August, 2021, Tuesday morning. And we're told in the Word of God that His mercy is on them that fear Him. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 31, 19 and 20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. If you call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and exceeding weight of glory. Praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Well, God is the one who has put a reverential fear in our hearts toward Him. And He's the one that also has put a desire for us to read His Word and to contemplate the things of His kingdom rather than this kingdom on earth. This kingdom, this earthly kingdom of men, is passing away quickly. And men's hearts fail them because they see what's coming upon the earth. But yet our hope is not on this earth. Our hope is in God and in His kingdom, His heavenly kingdom. So be encouraged when it seems like the vice is closing upon us. This is merely a transition into our heavenly home. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless you.